We're going to slow it up a little bit here. We're going to go to a song that was called My Prayer. It's a 1939 popular song with music by violinist Jorge Bollinger and lyrics by Carlos Gomez Barrera and Jimmy Kennedy. Glenn Miller recorded the song that year for a number two hit, and the Ink Spots version reached number three as well that year. It has been recorded by many other artists since then, but the biggest hit version was the doo-wop rendition in 1956 by the Platters, whose single released reached number one on the Billboard Top 100. The Platters' unique vocal style that touched a chord in the music-buying public. A string of hit singles followed, including three more national number one hits and other chart successes, such as I'm Sorry, He's Mine, Enchanted, and You've Got That Magic Touch. Now, the Platters soon hit upon the successful formula of updating older songs such as Twilight Time, I think you might remember that song, Harbor Lights, To Each His Own, If I Didn't Care, and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, as well as our feature Platters hit today, My Prayer.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay while I pray. My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day, in a dream that's divine. In blue, with the world far away, and your lips close to mine. May they still be the same for as long as we live.
That's one of my favorite ballads of all time, just the way they harmonize together. It's just a beautiful song. We're going to go to a guy named Guy Mitchell. Now, he was born Albert George Cernick in 1927, passed away in 1999. He was an American pop singer, he was an actor, and he was successful in the U.S., the U.K., and Australia. He sold 44 million records. Orchestra leader Mitch Miller, in charge of talent at Columbia Records, noticed Albert in 1950. Given that Miller had already booked musicians for a recording session, he invited him to come in later that evening as a replacement to record songs. The recording went well, and Miller then told him that he should change his name because he just couldn't pronounce the name Cernick. Initially reluctant, he then took Miller's name, Mitchell, and added Guy, as he liked to say, "Hi, Guy," in reply to other people's hello, and became Guy Mitchell for his record and stage name. Now, in fall of 1957, he starred in ABC's The Guy Mitchell Show. He also acted in a number of films, such as Those Redheads from Seattle, The Red Garters, and appeared in TV as George Romack on the 1961 NBC Western detective series Whispering Smith. His top recording hits included My Heart Cries for You, Heartaches by the Number, and today's 1956 hit, Singing the Blues.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone. Singing the blues. Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Singing the blues. Oh, the moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you.
Cry over you. But,
well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. Got me singing the blues.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy.
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream.
Brill Cream,
a little dab will do ya.
Brill Cream, you look so debonair.
Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya. They'll love to get their fingers in your hair.
Yeah, back in those days of the Brill Cream, when it was very popular, it was when we slicked the hair back. And you'd have it give it that wet look, you know, a little bit, and just rub it in there, but only one dab will do you, as they say. Well, the music for Blueberry Hill was composed by Vincent Rose, and the lyrics by a guy by the name of Larry Stock and Al Lewis. It was published in 1940 and was recorded 10 times that year. The first hit version, and the most successful in 1940, was by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, which reached number 2 in the U.S. charts. Now, Fats Domino's version of Blueberry Hill, which most of us know of, was an international hit and has become a rock and roll standard. It reached number 2 for 3 weeks on the Billboard Top 40 charts, becoming his biggest pop hit, and spent 8 non-consecutive weeks at number 1 on the R&B Best Sellers chart. It also was ranked number 82 in Rolling Stones magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. I Found My Thrill on Blueberry Hill, Fats Domino sings instantly, setting the stage. The hill serves as a physical and emotional landmark where love blossomed. Fats Domino on Blueberry Hill.
Found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill. It lingered until my dream came true. The wind in the willow played love's sweet melody, but all of the vows you made were never to be. You fought on me still, for you were my thrill on Blueberry Hill. The wind in the willow played love's sweet melody. All of the vows you made were only to be. Though we're apart, you thought of me still, for you were my thrill.
Yeah, we talked earlier about a novelty song and quite different, so we're going to do this for you. It was a year that had some very unusual hit songs. In fact, many would say, how in the world did that song ever make it? Well, they did. Today we're going to spotlight two of them. The first one is the Flying Saucer song by Buchanan and Goodman. They carried on a string of funny songs through the late 50s. It just seemed that teenagers really enjoyed the change. The Flying Saucer is about aliens coming to and landing in America. What makes this a success is that they take hit songs from the day and incorporate those into the record. I think you're going to enjoy this unusual novelty hit that peaked at number 3 in the bestsellers sold in the U.S. The Flying Saucer.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real, well, I feel what my heart can't conceal.
That was the Clatters recording, Too Real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam, would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Get back in the air!
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
Oh, just take a walk down the street.
Thank you. We return you now.
This is Grant, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelicans' outer space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fintingmold of the British Institute. The professor is approaching the saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something
Are you there?
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record, Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
La bam boom bam, la bam boom.
And now here are the bowl scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Oh!
This is John Cameron Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around.
Part 2.
We are not going to interrupt this record.
Yes, we are. The flying saucer has landed again. Washington, the Secretary of Defense has just said...
Ain't that a shame?
That was Skinny Dynamo's record. That's a shame.
This is John Cameron Cameron, Part 2. Gathered around me are several of the spacemen. Tell us, have you come to conquer the world? And now would you repeat that in English?
Don't want the world to have and hold.
Hey, why don't you go back where you came from?
Don't be angry and drive me away.
We return you now to our studios.
Here is a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote...
You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
That was Pa Gherkin's record, Shoes.
We switch you again downtown.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Professor Sir Cedric of the British Institute, tell us, how were the saucers able to land?
Well, you see...
Motor cooled down, the heat went down.
That was Huckleberry's recording... The motor cooled down.
This is John Cameron Cameron again. I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
See you later, alligator.
We return you now to our studios.
The spacemen have gone again. But look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Always be there.
Goodbye, Earth people.
Now, wasn't that a cute song? And very unusual for a song such as that to do as well as he did in 1956. That was really a funny song. Now we have another one. Our next novelty hit in 1956 is Stranded in the Jungle by the Cadets, which is the best known version. It sat at number 16 on the best-selling popular retail records chart the same week as Jay Hawkins' version. There were two versions that reached number 18 in July of 56. A week later, it peaked at number 15 on the sales chart and number 3 on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues chart. Now, the Cadets version features spoken verses by Will Dub Jones. Now, you don't know that name, but you're going to now. He'd go on to sing bass with the Great Coasters, which had many hits through the late 50s and early 60s. It was after the second verse that Prentice Moreland delivers the line, "Great Googa Mooga, let me out of here." And now, our second novelty hit song of 1956, Stranded in the Jungle.
I crashed in the jungle while I was trying to keep a date with my little girl who was back in the States. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But I was out of know that the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby. He can be
Meanwhile, back in the jungle. The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me.
Great! Cooking booger! Let me out of here!
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let me come in. You know your old time lover hasn't got a chance. He's standing in the jungle flat as he can be. So come on, pretty baby, just you and me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle. I jumped out the pot and I finally got away, frantic and worried about what my baby would say. So I jumped in the ocean and started to swim, for my chance of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed down a whale who was in my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. When I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead, but my soul was gone, and here's what I said.
Baby, baby, the man is no good. Oh, baby, baby, you should have understood. You can trust me as long as you please. So come back, pretty baby, where you used to be.
Of course, we all know that as the Warner Brothers cartoon theme that we listened to while we watched all the cartoons back then. This next group is Mickey and Sylvia. Now, they were an American R&B duo composed of Mickey Baker and Sylvia Vanderpool, who later became Sylvia Robinson. Now, we'll talk about that in a minute. They're best known for their number one R&B single, Love is Strange, that carried over from 1956 through 1957. They began recording together in 1954. They first recorded as Mickey and Sylvia in 55 on Rainbow Records before singing to Groove Records, where they became the first big seller of that label. The duo later formed their own label called Willow Records. Now, although Mickey and Sylvia initially disbanded in 1958, they reunited in 1960 and continued to record together on an infrequent basis until 1965, when Mickey moved to France. Sylvia Robinson had a hit record in 1973 called Pillow Talk, you might remember that, and she was a driving force in the creation of the Sugar Hill Rap label. She left us in 2011 at the age of 76. And I think we can agree, sometimes love is strange.
Better than a kiss.
Yay, yay.
When kisses I miss.
Lover boy,
come here, lover boy.
And if he doesn't answer,
oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer,
I simply say, baby, oh, baby, my sweet baby, you're the one.
Listening to Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies 1956 right here on WABF 1480 AM. We're going to go to a song, you'll know it, I believe, I Walk the Line. That's a song written and recorded by Johnny Cash. After three attempts with moderate chart ratings, it became Cash's first number one hit on the Billboard charts. It remained on the record charts for over, get this, 43 weeks and sold over 2 million copies. The new, it's got a sort of a new unique chord thing here, and I Walk the Line. It's inspired by the backward playback of a guitar that Cash turned on when he was listening on his tape recorder while he was stationed in Germany as a member of the United States Air Force. Later in a telephone interview, Cash stated that, "I wrote the song backstage one night in 1956, Gladewater, Texas. I was newly married at the time, and I suppose I was laying out my pledge of devotion to her." After writing the song, Cash had discussed with fellow performer Carl Perkins, who encouraged him to adopt the I Walk the Line as the song title. On one occasion, while performing I Walk the Line on his TV show, Cash explained to the audience the reason for his humming during the song. "People ask me why I always hum whenever I sing this song, and it's to get my pitch. The humming was necessary since the song required Cash to change keys several times while singing it." And now the one and only Johnny Cash in I Walk the Line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today. We had a great time playing some of the oldie songs from 1956. And come back and join us next week, Tuesday at 4 o'clock. We'll do 1957 on Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies.
You've been listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show on 1480 WABF, Mobile, Fairhope.